So police in Florida are trying to explain why they used some old mugshots, real mugshots of real people, for sniper target practice, real sniper target practice. The mugshot targets, and you're looking at them now, were discovered by a member of the Florida Army National Guard. She was out doing some target practice when she just happened to look downrange and see her brother's face staring back at her, riddled with bullet holes. Her brother. Her brother's picture was among five other mugshots of black men that were being used as a target by the North Miami Beach Police Sniper Team. CNN's Jason Carroll joins us from Florida. Jason, when I say a list of six black men, the first thing someone would think is, that is revolting.
Yeah.
Why would they put six black men's faces up? I want everyone to be very clear. This was one set, and there were plenty of other sets that included white, Hispanic, female, etc. But can you kind of run down what the police are saying about what they chose to do?
Well, look, they're saying a lot of things. First of all, yes, they did use those images. First, to talk about their training, North Miami Beach Police Chief J. Scott Dennis made it clear that this practice of using people who look alike is very important for sniper training because you want to make sure that the sniper is shooting the correct image, not someone who looks like that person in that particular image. The question here is not about using all black people, all white people, all Hispanic people. The question is, why would you use mugshots from people who are still alive and well and living here in the community? That is the point that Valerie Dion brought up. That is the point that her brother brought up. When we spoke to them this weekend, they said it was outrageous, completely insensitive to them and to people here in the community.
There's a bullet hole in my forehead. There's a bullet hole in my eye. So those are kill shots. So now when I walk out my house, I have to walk out my house with my back turned. I got to make sure that I'm extra careful, that I'm extra doing the right thing. And I don't want to live like that, you know, because I didn't do anything wrong.
Even if it was practiced in the past, with everything being on high sensitivity between our communities and the police department, why would you still be practicing something like that?
A lot of questions there. One of the other points that Valerie brought up, she said perhaps if the police chief had initially just apologized outright for what had happened, maybe they would not have taken their story to the press. But that didn't happen because initially the police chief said he didn't see anything wrong with the practice. That has since changed. He did release a statement to us over the weekend basically saying, we realize how important this issue is in today's climate. And going forward, they will not be using mugshots anymore. Basically, what they're going to be doing is they're going to be getting images from another company going forward. He also made a point that no laws were broken here. No department policy was violated here. That's especially upsetting to Valerie and her brother. I also want to point out, Ashley, that the mayor has weighed in on this as well, basically saying that he felt as though that the practice was, quote, unacceptable. He has now called for legislation to ban it outright in the future.